Title: Roughneck. Drop a range without losing headroom in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing a super practical jungle and old school DNB DJ tools lesson in Ableton Live 12. How to arrange that roughneck style drop so it feels like it slams, but your master isn't getting destroyed. Because here's the beginner trap. You start arranging, you add more parts. The meters climb, and you think, I just need it louder. But in jungle, the drop hits hard mainly because of contrast, density control, and clean low-end knot, because you clip the life out of your master. By the end, you'll have a simple 32 to 48 bar sketch, DJ-friendly intro, an 8-bar build, a proper impact moment, and then a 16-bar rolling drop with breaks, bass, and stabs. And we're doing it with stock Ableton devices, utility, EQ8, glue compressor, drum bus, saturator, and a limiter as a safety net only. Let's set the room up first so we don't fight the mix later. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 174. I'm going to pick 170 BPM. Meter is 4/4. If you're using a classic break like the Amen or Think, warp mode-wise, start with beats mode and preserve transients. Complex Pro can be cool for full musical loops, but for crunchy breaks, beats usually keeps the punch. Now the big target for today. While producing the drop, we want the master peaking around -6 dB. Not -0, not as loud as Spotify. -6. That space is your headroom. That headroom is what keeps the drop clean and lets you finish the track later without regret. Quick safety move. Put a limiter on the master, just so nothing accidentally blasts you. Set the ceiling to -0.3 dB. Leave look ahead at default, and mentally label it seatbelt. You're not driving by smashing your face into the seatbelt. It's just there in case something jumps out. Cool. Now gain staging, the roughneck but clean foundation. The easiest method, on every major group, and a utility at the end of the chain. Last device, this becomes your big clean volume knob for that entire section. Make four groups, drums, bass, music or stabs, and effects or atmos. On each of those group tracks, put a utility as the last device. Here are beginner-friendly starting targets, not rules, just targets, for drums. We're aiming peaks roughly around -10 to -6 dB on the group. For bass, -12 to -8. For music and stabs, -18 to -12. For FX, -18 to -12. And the workflow is important. If the master is clipping, we turn down the groups, not the master fader. Leave the master fader at 0.0 dB so you're not hiding problems. You want your mix to behave before it hits the master. Now let's build the drums like it's proper old school. Break first, then optional punch layers. Create a group called drums. Inside, create a track for your break loop. Then optionally a kick one shot, a snare one shot, and maybe a light hats or shakers track. The break is the heartbeat. The one shots are just support, not a pileup. On the break track, try the stock chain. First, EQ8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to kill rumble that only eats headroom. If it sounds boxy, do a small dip around 250 to 450 Hz. If it's harsh, a gentle dip around 6 to 9k. Next, drum bus. Drive somewhere around 5 to 15%. Crunch, start around 5 to 10%. Boom, be careful. Boom is the headroom thief. Keep it at 0 to 10% max, and only if it's actually helping. And use the trim inside drum bus so you're not fooling yourself by making it louder. A lot of beginners turn on drum bus, hear wow, but it's just level. Level match it and then decide. Optional next, glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1, and aim for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. If you're getting 6 dB, you're probably flattening the break and losing the snap. Teacher note here, in jungle, the break's transient shape is part of the vibe. If you kill it, you'll try to compensate by turning it up, and that's how you lose headroom fast. Now bass. We're going to do the classic two-lane setup. Sub plus mid bass. Create a bass group. Inside, create SUB and MID bass tracks. On sub, keep it simple and disciplined. Use operator with a sine wave. At EQ8 and low pass around 80 to 120 Hz. We're not trying to make a sub that talks. We're making a sub that holds the floor. Then put utility on the sub and set width to 0%. Always. Sub is mono. Adjust gain so it feels strong, but not ridiculous. Extra coach note. The sub being huge is not the same as the drop beating huge. Huge sub just steals your headroom and masks the drums. Controlled sub hits harder because the rest of the record can breathe. For mid-bass, use wavy-table, operator, or analog. Put saturator next. Try analog clip or soft sign mode. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. And then compensate with output so it's not louder just because it's distorted. Then EQ8, high pass around 120 to 180 Hz, so the mid layer isn't fighting the sub. Then utility, width around 80 to 120%. Don't go wild. Too wide low mids can make your mix feel impressive solo, but messy in a club, and it can disappear in mono. Now the move that makes this feel like a DJ tool, sidechain the bass to the drums. On the bass group, put a compressor. Turn on sidechain and feed it from your kick. If you don't have a steady kick, because you're break-driven, you can create a ghost kick, a muted MIDI track with a short kick sample that only exists to trigger the sidechain. Classic D and B trick. Set ratio around 3 to 1. Attack somewhere between 2 and 10 ms. Release around 60 to 140 ms. And adjust it to match the groove. Then threshold until you see about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on hits. This does two things. It gives the break room to punch, and it also saves headroom, because the bass isn't constantly stacking on top of the loudest drum moments. Now we get to the main lesson, the drop arrangement blueprint. This is where we make it roughneck without getting louder. Here's a simple layout. Bars 1 to 16, intro. Bars 17 to 24, build. That's 8 bars. Bar 25, the drop hit. Bars 25 to 40, the drop groove, 16 bars. Let's do the intro first. In bars 1 to 16, keep it DJ friendly. You want readable drums and atmosphere, but not full sub dominance. Think filtered break, atmos or vinyl noise, maybe a tiny hint of stab. On the drums group, put an auto filter. Set it to low pass. Start cutoff around 1 to 2 kHz and slowly open it over the 16 bars. Teacher note, this is energy growth without adding density. You're not adding 6 new tracks. You're opening a door that was already there. That's how you keep headroom and still build hype. Now the build, bars 17 to 24. The goal is more tension without a big jump in loudness. Add a snare build that increases in rate, maybe every 2 bars at first, then every bar, then every half bar. Add a riser, could be noise or a pitched reese. Add small fills, but prefer edits of the break rather than stacking new drum layers. Now tension tools that don't cost headroom. First, automate an auto filter on your music or stabs group. Bring the cutoff up slightly through the build. Second, reverb throws. Put reverb on return A during the build. Send snare hits more into that reverb. This makes the build feel bigger without actually being louder. Third, and this one is the secret sauce for perceived impact, utility automation on the drums group. In the last 1 to 2 bars, before the drop, automate the drums group utility down by about minus 1 to minus 2 dB. Yes, turn it down before the drop. This creates a suction effect. The listener's ear recalibrates, so when the drop arrives, it feels like it exploded even if the peak level barely changed. That is the whole philosophy of hit harder, not louder. Quick declutter checklist right before the drop. What's still ringing? Long reverb tails, delays, hat loops, pads with low mid content. Dip or mute those. Even a minus 2 dB automation on a pad can buy you more headroom than compressing your entire mix. Now, bar 25. The drop impact moment. At the exact drop, do three things. 1. Kill or shorten build reverb tails. If the reverb is still washing, it will mask the transient impact. 2. Bring in full breaks plus sub and mid bass, clean. 3. Add one crash and one short impact, not 4 layered booms. For the crash, high pass it around 300 to 600 Hz. This is huge. Low end and crashes stacks with bass and makes the drop feel like mush instead of punch. Optional, a short sub thump can work, but keep it controlled and short. You can make a nice sub thunk in operator with a sign and a tiny pitch envelope dip, and keep the decay short so notes don't overlap. Here's the headroom trick at the drop. Remove something that was eating space in the build, like a pad low end, or a big reverb return, or a noisy ride loop. The mix will feel larger, because the important elements are now exposed, not because you added more loudness. Now the drop groove, bars 25 to 40. Classic jungle arrangement is call and response. Breaks are constant. Bass phrases leave gaps. Stabs answer the bass. Effects punctuate every 4 or 8 bars. Try this. Bars 25 to 32, bass riff A. Keep it simple and leave holes. Bars 33 to 40, variation. At a stab rhythm, maybe a small break fill right at bar 40. And here are arrangement moves that feel bigger but don't cost headroom. Use mutes and gaps. Silence hits hard. Alternate bass notes versus stabs. Don't stack them constantly. When you want a fill, edit the break. Reverse a hit. Do a micro silence for a 1/16 before a snare. Duplicate a transient for a flam. That reads like switch up without adding more tracks and raising your peak level. If you want an advanced vibe boost that still stays safe, automate mid-bass width. First half of the drop, keep it a bit narrower. Second half, widen slightly. It feels like a lift without getting louder. Now let's control peaks where they actually happen, instead of brickwalling the master. On the drums group, a good order is a Q8 for cleanup. Glue compressor lightly, drum bus for character, and if you really need it, a limiter on the group, but keep it gentle. Aim for just 1 to 2 dB limiting max. If you need more, your drum balance or transient shaping probably needs attention. On the bass group, keep it clean. EQ8 if needed. Maybe very light saturation, your sidechain compressor, and then utility as the final level control. If your bass isn't consistent and spiky, don't solve it by smashing the master. Solve it musically. Shorter notes, less overlap, velocity control, lighter distortion. Especially in jungle, note length discipline is a massive low-end upgrade. Extra coach move, use metering while you build. Put spectrum or live 12 meters on the drums group and bass group. Watch where the peaks are actually coming from. Beginners are often shocked that it's the break snare or bass note transitions, not the kick and sub, that cause the biggest spikes. Now do the DJ translation check. Drop in a reference jungle track on an auto track and turn it down. Level match it using utility so your track isn't winning, because it's louder.